By the way, the president held kind of an impromptu press conference yesterday. He does that. You know, he'll just all of a sudden he'll just start taking questions. He did that with the Pakistani prime minister yesterday at the White House. And, of course, one of the questions was, what do you think about Bob Mueller? Are you going to be watching the hearings? Are you going to be listening to what Bob Mueller has to say? And the president's like, eh, maybe, you know. I don't know that I believe that. I don't know that I believe that. But here's what he said, the president commenting on Bob Mueller and his appearance in front of Congress. It's bite number two. Go.
No, I'm not going to be watching. Probably, maybe I'll see a little bit of it. I'm not going to be watching Mueller because you can't take all those bites out of the apple. We had no collusion, no obstruction. We had no nothing. We had a total no collusion finding. The Democrats were devastated by it. They went crazy. They've gone off the deep end. They're not doing anything. They're not doing health care. They're not doing infrastructure. They're not lowering drug prices. I'm lowering drug prices. First time in 53 years that drug prices went down last year. 53 years. And I'm doing that without the help of Congress, which makes it much tougher to do.
There you have it. I believe he's going to watch. I mean, maybe not all the way through, but I think that he has more of an interest in that than he admits. Clearly, he's a guy who likes to watch such things and then jump on Twitter. Now, here's something that set Twitter on fire yesterday. Michigan firebrand Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, part of the squad. She was addressing the NAACP convention in Detroit, where it's held going through tomorrow, I believe. It wraps up Sunday through Wednesday of this week. It's been going on. The NAACP 110th get-together, this time in Detroit. And Rashida Tlaib took the stage and wasted no time in stirring the pot and making sure that she would make headline news. It's bite number three with Rashida Tlaib. Go.
Yeah, I'm not going nowhere. Not until I impeach this president.
Yeah. I'm not going anywhere until I impeach this president. We're going to get rid of him, so says Rashida Tlaib. Of course, that got her a tremendous amount of coverage on Twitter and elsewhere. But with the whole impeachment vote going down in flames here recently, I'm not sure what she's referring to. Bob Mueller now will be handcuffed and required to repeat and regurgitate just the parts of his report that he put in. There's nothing else to find here. It's over, frankly, and they don't seem to understand that, and it's sad, really. But I want to return now to the president taking questions with the Pakistani prime minister. And here is something that I frankly found unsettling. I didn't like the way this sounded at all. The president asked about Pakistan's help in combating terrorism and the ongoing fight 19 years long now in Afghanistan. Here is how the president responded, and I'm telling you, I don't like this one bit. It's bite number six. Go.
And I think Pakistan's going to help us out to extricate ourselves. We're like policemen. We're not fighting a war. If we wanted to fight a war in Afghanistan and win it, I could win that war in a week. I just don't want to kill 10 million people. Does that make sense to you? I don't want to kill 10 million people. I have plans on Afghanistan that if I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in literally in 10 days.
You know, and I don't think that's necessary. I could kill 10 million people. I understand the point. I understand the point that he's making. You could go and you could, you know, well, I suppose you could nuke the place, wipe it off the face of the earth. You don't need to say that. We're all quite aware of what the capabilities of the United States military really are. I don't think you need to say, I don't want to kill 10 million people. I would hope you don't want to kill 10 million people. I would hope you don't want to. I don't like the way he phrased that. I'll just say it that way. I think it was over the top. Now, some people think you do need to say it. I don't. Obviously, you know, if you want to pound Afghanistan into the Stone Age, but basically Afghanistan's already in the Stone Age, and so it is. Let's see here. And then, of course, the squad. Can't let this go for the day. The squad, the hottest topic in the nation's capital, of course, Rashida Tlaib there at the NAACP, as we just talked about. getting deep into it. The president has to address the squad and make a few comments on his way by, a drive-by, if you will. It's bite number 8. Go.
Well, I think they're very bad for our country. I really think they must hate our country. I think the four congressmen we're talking about, the congresswomen, what they've said about Israel, what they've said about our country, when they talk about disgusting people, when they talk the way they talk, when the one mentioned that brown people should speak for brown people and Muslim people should speak for Muslim people. And you hear all this. It's not what our country is all about. No, I think they're very bad for our country.
Very bad for our country, he believes. And that conversation continues. Because despite the big brouhaha about whether he made racist comments or didn't, and it depends on who you ask, half the country believes he did, half the country believes he didn't, and maybe a sliver down the middle don't really care one way or the other. They just care about their families and so forth and what's best for the nation. But the framing of the conversation is complete. It's Donald Trump versus the squad and anybody that goes with them, like Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren, by the way, penning a piece of the upcoming economic crash that she is predicting, an economic crash. By the way, I'm going to take some excerpts from that a little bit later in the program. But if she proves to be right, she will likely be president. Mark my words on that. If Elizabeth Warren proves to be right about an economic downturn, a serious recession, a slowdown in the economy anytime between now in 2020, November, if she becomes the nominee, which I think she's most likely right now, she will become president if there's an economic stagnation or recession. She'll blame it all on government and big banks, and she'll ride that populist wave to the White House. That's what you have to be concerned with. It's Tuesday on the Steve Gruber Show.